Welcome to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm Sally Mock, and I'm joined by veteran Capitol reporter Chuck Johnson and University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine. And Rob, there's a new poll by MSU Billings that shows the incumbents winning in the U.S. House and governor's races, but by much larger margins than the Mason-Dixon poll we discussed last week. What's the difference?
Right, Sally. Yeah, two things really stand out as surprises in this MSU Billings poll. First, the incumbents, Steve Bullock, Ryan Zinke, have way bigger leads than anything we've seen or heard about in any polling up to this point. And the other shocker was a crazy high number of undecided voters. But looking closely at this Billings poll, the explanation for what initially appear to be odd results is that it wasn't designed to gauge the opinion of likely voters. This was a poll of all adult Montanans, and that's a critical distinction. Basically, all the other election polling we've been seeing across the country is based on likely voters. This Billings poll didn't do anything to try to screen out people who are unlikely to vote. And that explains a lot. So given that approach of sampling all Montanans, voters and non-voters alike, it's not surprising that you get really high numbers of undecideds, and it's not surprising that you get lopsided margins for the incumbents because they have higher name recognition. The key takeaway here, I would say, is that this Billings poll isn't a reliable gauge of where things stand in these campaigns because the sample includes lots of people who aren't going to vote. Now, we should say that there was a lot more going on in this poll beyond the election, and it's entirely appropriate to try to gauge public opinion of all adults for other reasons. But it's just that the portion of this poll regarding the election doesn't tell us much about where things currently stand or what we should be expecting to see on Election Day.
And a runaway victory for Ryan Zinke in the House race, it doesn't jive with the news, does it, Rob, that House Speaker Paul Ryan is appearing in Billings to campaign for Zinke, and a Democratic super PAC is pouring $500,000 into Denise Juneau's race, the Democrat in the race. Those two things indicate it's much tighter, that their internal polls are showing something quite different.
You have to think so, Sally. These things don't happen by accident. Getting $500,000 thrown into this campaign here in the last couple weeks, the Speaker of the House coming to Montana, that's a big deal. Paul Ryan is the most prominent and powerful elected Republican right now, and his time is a valuable resource. There's something of a zero-sum game going on with his travel, by which I mean if he's stopping in Montana, that means he's not going somewhere else. So again, this kind of stuff doesn't happen randomly, and it would certainly suggest that the campaigns themselves think this thing is closer than some of the polling we've been seeing.
Well, here's one of the new ads, the Democratic super PAC that's pouring that $500,000 into Denise Juneau's race. This is a new ad they're running against Ryan Zinke.
Ryan Zinke has one thing on his mind.
Me, 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 me.
When first trying for Congress, Zinke promoted himself with a two-month tour of America. When he got to Washington, he boasted that he might run for Speaker of the House. Then he changed his mind and announced he'd really rather be Vice President.
Me, 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 me.
Ryan Zinke, too in love with himself to think about Montana. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And Rob, this is a theme the Juneau campaign has been pressing for some time, that Zinke is overly ambitious.
Right, Sally. Yeah, it's definitely emerged as one of the main attacks from the Juneau campaign. And this is one of the more effective ads I think we've seen.
A new ad by the Zinke campaign is a lot less humorous.
Nothing is more important than the safety of our children. Yet, under Denise Juneau's watch as superintendent of public instruction, a legislative audit found that 64 bus drivers in Montana had a criminal history. Felons, drunk drivers, individuals with arrest warrants. One bus driver was even on the Sexual and Violent Offender Registry. Denise Juneau put our children at risk. Don't let her do the same in Washington. Vote no on Denise Juneau for Congress.
And this makes a serious allegation that Denise Juneau doesn't care about the safety of kids. And that's a mean ad, Rob.
It's one of the toughest attack ads we've seen of the cycle. It goes after Juneau's greatest strength, her record as superintendent. And I think it's another indication that the campaigns themselves see this race as being closer. I don't think that kind of a nasty ad gets run right now if the Zinke campaign isn't worried that this thing could slip away from them.
Well, Chuck, in the gubernatorial race, Greg Gianforte continues to dump millions of his own money into the race. We talked about that last week, but I think he's up to $5 million now of his own cash. And that's prompting Democrats to charge again that he's trying to buy the election.
Yes, Sally, it's up to $5 million, and I believe that's a record in Montana. The previous record was $2 million, about $2.1 or $2 that Mark O'Keefe spent of his own money in 2000 in his losing race for governor to Judy Martz. And Martz's campaign raised less than $1 million altogether, and O'Keefe's campaign raised about $3 million. I think this is a tough one for voters to see a candidate put a lot of his or her own money in a race. And thinking back, I can't think of too many times when someone who's done that has been successful. Now, Gianforte's response to that is he's not taking any super PAC money as Bullock is. I don't know how this plays with voters. I, as a reporter, did a lot of coverage of campaign finance issues. I was never totally convinced that those stories affected voters much one way or the other. I think a lot of voters think all campaign funding, regardless of where it comes from, is sort of evil. But it'll be interesting to see. It's certainly an issue for Bullock to raise.
Well, here's one of the latest ads that Gianforte's money is buying.
Over $900,000. That's what Steve Bullock's administration has paid in hush money to state employees. 42 people got paid to keep quiet. The shameful thing is that these payouts were to cover up misdeeds, trying to silence a potential whistleblower, and paying out $50,000 to sweep alleged discrimination under the rug. Even lawyers from Steve Bullock's own party say he likely violated the law. That's corruption. That's Steve Bullock.
And Chuck, this ad is based on a story that ran in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. But the Chronicle calls the ad misleading, and they want it changed. They're not happy about it.
Yes, they're not happy that some of the headlines that show in the TV ad were not headlines in the story, and some of the wording is not exactly the same as it was in the story. The Chronicle wanted the ad changed. I saw the ad again yesterday, and it looked like it had not been changed, so that's just how it is. It's a hard-hitting ad, and it's a pretty effective ad, but the Chronicle, as we've said, indicates it kind of took claims in the story and blew them up and created some headlines and claims that weren't quite the same as in the story. But we'll see what happens. But to my knowledge, the ad is still running.
And, of course, once an ad is out there, it does have an impact, and corrections of ads often don't get the same attention and don't have the same impact, even if someone says, oh, well, that was misleading, we didn't mean to do that.
That's correct, and I suspect we're going to see another ad coming soon from Gianforte regarding the lawsuit that was filed earlier this week by a former auditor of the Department of Public Health and Human Services who filed a lawsuit against the Bullock administration, arguing that she was improperly fired for essentially uncovering some illegal activity by people in the department. So that's sort of in part of the same theme here.
Well, I have one more new ad I want to play today, and this is in the state Supreme Court race supporting Dirk Sandifer, and it features a familiar face in Montana politics.
You want to know what I think of the false ads attacking Judge Sandifer? My friend Dirk Sandifer is a former prosecutor who kept us safe. And Dirk's not in anybody's pocket.
But big insurance and drug companies are behind Kristen Juris. Kristen Juris hid that she worked for an out-of-state corporation. Not fair or honest.
Supreme Court justices need integrity and impartiality. That's Judge Sandifer.
And Chuck, that's, of course, former Governor Brian Schweitzer taking aim at a television set and blowing it to smithereens. And it's the kind of dramatic gesture he was known for when he was in office.
Yeah, it was. And it's the same Brian Schweitzer sporting a goatee these days. It's a pretty good ad. You know, he's colorful and always interesting. The reference to Kristen Juris concealing work she did for an out-of-state corporation, it's a reference to Juris as a law professor preparing a study that she presented to a legislative committee alleging that the way Montana taxed cable television companies was contrary to the way most states did it and didn't have much basis in the way other states did it. And when she did that, Schweitzer called the university president and complained about it. saying it was improper for her to do because the cable company paid a lot in taxes that went to help fund the university. There's a question whether she fully stated her connection to the cable company when she read the study or presented the written copy. She says she did. Schweitzer says she didn't. But it's a good ad in the sense that Brian Schweitzer's in it, and he always captures people's attention with his often dramatic and humorous style. This is a very important race for the Montana Supreme Court, and there have been a lot of ads. I think this is a good one. I would mention, too, Sally, that I'm hearing rumors on the political campaign trail that, we may be seeing Brian Schweitzer running again for governor in 4 years, and the Democratic bench is pretty thin. Brian Schweitzer told Capitol reporters in his last press conference as governor before leaving office in 2012 that you might see me back in 8 years running for governor, and I would not be at all surprised.
Well, campaigns usually pull out all the stops in the last couple of weeks before Election Day, and that's certainly what we're seeing now in these ads. You've been listening to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm your host, Sally Mock, and I've been speaking with University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldin and veteran Capitol reporter Chuck Johnson. And guys, I'll talk to you next in November. Thanks.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.